to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Happy hump day, y'all.
Happy hump day.
It's Nico, Cheyenne, producer AB Baby. This morning, this Wednesday, May 28th.
Mm-hmm.
It annoys me what day it is.
Why?
Because today is National Brisket Day.
Ooh.
And if you know anything about me, you know that I love three things in this world. Number one, my wife, Brooklyn Dana. Number two, God. Number three, my Traeger grill.
You do love your Traeger grill.
Number four, my son.
In that order.
And we were in California this past weekend for Memorial Day weekend. And I talked up a big game. I was like, I'm gonna crush some barbecue for us. Sunday, we had a barbecue. They have a big green egg, which is not a Traeger. I will say that. It was my first time using a big green egg, which the green egg is great. But you have to kind of monitor the charcoal and the temperature a little more closely than you can with a Traeger. Because
okay.
A Traeger, you just set it to a temperature. You literally just make sure it has pellets in it, and it pretty much stays on course.
It does the thing.
Yeah. It keeps the temperature for itself, for yourself. So I talked a big game, okay? Today being National Brisket Day, I hate that. Because, like, I'm going to do a big brisket for everybody at the party. We got about a 8-pound brisket.
Okay.
So pretty beefy.
All right.
But it was super lean. Like, it had already been trimmed up by the butcher, which I was like,
I don't really care for that.
Doesn't really leave like a much room for error at
right.
all, because like once the fat is what protects it, the fat is what becomes a little gelatinous and tasty.
Yeah, it gives it so much flavor.
Melts in your mouth, that meat candy.
Yeah.
There was not much fat on it.
Ew.
So I smoked it like to what I had thought would be perfect. It was a little overdone.
No.
It was overdone. I ruined the brisket. I ruined your party.
Was it ruined or did it just need some sauce?
No, it needed some sauce. Like,
it was just dry.
Yeah. We ate it.
Absolutely.
It was delicious. It still tasted delicious.
I would have eaten.
But you know how like the center of the brisket, when it falls apart in your fingers
yeah.
and it's all like just dripping all over you?
Yes.
This was not that.
That's really unfortunate.
Yeah.
Were you embarrassed?
No, not really.
Well, you should have been.
Oh.
I'm just joking.
Thank you, Cheyenne.
<Just joking.
laughs> I agree. It was embarrassing. But I held it together because...
And you burnt yourself.
Yeah.
That was just an insult to injury.
That's what happened. This big green egg, man. It'll give you a big green burn. I also did some ribs, though, that were unbelievably good.
Were the ribs on top or in a different...
They were on top,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So I did spare ribs on top and then I did the brisket on the bottom.
And those were phenomenal?
Those turned out delicious.
Fall
moist,
off the bone?
Fall off the bone.
Mm,
yeah, I just did the brisket a little bit too long, y'all.
Dang it.
So thanks very much, Wednesday, May 28th, for reminding me today is National Brisket Day.
Salt in the wound.
Today is also National Hamburger Day.
Ooh, I love me a good hamburger.
We might have to have one of those for lunch.
That sounds delightful.
So enjoy your hamburgers, enjoy your brisket on this national day. Announcement time. I have an opportunity for you to win a koozie today from six to seven at Lone Butte. So if you want to come out to Gila River Resorts and Casinos, Lone Butte, Sam Hunt koozie concert, koozies up for grabs. Everybody's going crazy for Sam Hunt.
The last ticket stop that I had on Friday, the amount of people that showed up was wild.
I love that.
So many people want to go to the show, and I can't blame them.
Yeah, it's going to be up close and personal. You know how we do our koozie concerts.
Absolutely.
There's only like, I don't know, a couple hundred, maybe close to 1,000 people invited, and you could be one of those.
And it's standing room. Like, this is...
It's a party.
It's a party.
Oh, it's a good time. All right. Well, that's coming up 6 o'clock today, 6 p.m. So get off work early. Do what you got to do. Meet me out at Lone Butte. I will have your koozies. You'll see me because I'll have koozies for you.
And he's tall.
Yeah. Meh. Should we get into a hump day?
Let's get it.
Let's go.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
So Tommy's been telling his mom, Carol, about this trip, an epic trip that he wants to take when he graduates college.
Okay.
So finally, it has happened. Tommy is graduating, and mom wants to send him off with some momly advice.
I love this.
Let's call Tommy.
Okay.
Yeah, hello?
Hi, is this Tommy?
Yes, this is Tommy. What's up?
Hey, it's Nico from Nico Breaks the News. Hi.
Okay, hi.
Hello. I have news from your mom, Carol, today for you.
Oh, okay.
She says she's excited for you to go on your big European celebratory trip. So...
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations on that.
All right.
Is it for any specific reason? She didn't write that
yes.
down.
Yes, yeah, yeah. I just graduated.
Hey!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, yeah.
She also wanted me to remind you to pack extra undies because you know how your tummy gets icky sometimes from time to time.
Oh, no.
She also said don't forget to take Dramamine for the flight because you get air sickies.
Oh, God.
So far, okay. We've got ickies and sickies from your mom.
Ickies and sickies, yeah.
And this one's pretty serious, though, Tommy. She said,
okay.
Don't be belligerent in other people's countries. So apparently, don't embarrass the family, all right?
Oh, God. Mom, they don't know us in other countries. Come on.
Are you sure?
Because your mom, who we
your
are.
Mom seems oh, like she's God. A little self-conscious about your behavior.
Yeah, I think she is.
It's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country, Tommy.
Do you have a habit
Do
of
you get
getting
after
belligerent
it?
And just embarrassing the family?
Well, maybe if I had a couple drinks, I don't know. I'm going to have the best time ever, though. I just know this is going to be awesome. That's
Dude,
so funny.
It sounds so good.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
After I graduated kindergarten, because that was the last thing I actually graduated. but it sounds amazing. Enjoy your trip, man.
Don't forget extra undies.
Extra undies and Dramamine.
Extra undies, got it. Check. Dramamine, check. Got it. All right,
thanks,
Mom.
Can't get the air sickies.
There you go.
Awesome.
Nico Breaks the News. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
It's Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
I think we are the official, unofficial puppy radio program.
What do you mean by that?
Puppy lovers?
I mean, I love dogs. Not a dog owner.
You are not.
No.
But you do have a dog that lives in your house.
Yes, it's not mine.
So you are, in effect, step-parent to this dog.
No, my mother refers to me as her sister, and it's the weirdest thing in the world. I strongly dislike it.
Your mom definitely loves her French bulldog more than you.
She loves Phoebe more than me for sure. Like, I no doubt in my mind.
There are wild and crazy people out there, pet owners especially. I would, in fact, if I was a millionaire, 100,000,000% clone my former puppy, Braxton, the Chihuahua that passed away about 4 years ago.
You do have a deep love for the late Braxton.
Oh, man. He was the greatest dog ever. And I'm not just saying that because it's true. It was proven.
What I find
hilarious dog ever.
About Braxton is he wasn't even yours.
Yeah, he was not mine.
He was your wife's that you inherited from her becoming
him.
Your wife.
So this kind of struck me a little odd because I would definitely clone a dog if I was a millionaire, but this I don't know about. All right. A new survey found 56% of people would shorten their lifespans to guarantee their pets live longer.
No, like, absolutely not.
Maybe year for year. Like, we're going to live to what? Average age range for men, 76 years.
Give or take, yeah.
So if I'm saying like I'm going to live to 75 and know that my dog is going to live to 15 if they're 14. Another year with them.
Give them an extra year. Okay. I guess I could see that.
I guess I could
kind of understand.
Yeah, yeah. Because we have more to spare, right?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. You know, you'd be a little bit healthier. Maybe you could win that. You know, you could one up like Mario. But I don't know. Mind you, I grew up with dogs. Like, I've never not had a dog.
Yeah.
Up until I was, like, a grown adult.
Yeah.
Shadow, Cody, Gigi, Ginger, Fred, Phoebe. Like, literally, these are all dogs that I've had in my lifetime.
You had all the characters of Friends.
Yes,
as
I
dogs.
Know. Weird, huh? Would not have done this.
No.
And I loved them all very much.
Yeah. But the majority of people, 56% in this survey, say they would give up times on their lives.
Would you do this?
I love dogs. Love. But I'm also a parent. I'm not sure. I just can't.
That's pretty selfish. I hear you.
All caps, L-O-V-E, love dogs. But I don't know. Like,
It's a good angle.
I have a kid. Like,
yeah, no, I feel you for that one.
Yeah, it's not. This
but
is
I
not
get
for
it,
me.
Though. I get where they're coming from.
Right, right. People love their dogs, man. It's become a little insane at some points, where you know your dog's 14. Mm-hmm. You're gonna give it another year of like a senior dog, or can I get like another year of a spry,
active, happy
5-year old
right.
dog?
I mean, like, what's the health condition of the dog?
Well, did they break down the timing? Because like, what if
I think you just add another year to their life.
But like, what if I like giving up 5 minutes of my human life is equal to a whole year of theirs? Like,
that's valid. Like, instead of passing away at 7:55, you pass away at 7:50.
Yeah.
You know?
I like that.
And they live an extra year.
I mean, their years are already different than ours anyway.
That's true.
All right. Are you ready to open the floodgates?
I don't know.
Let's see what the Camel Nation has to say about this. You can text us. You can call us. 602-894-5653. Would you give up some of your life to extend your dog's life? Call us up. I find it not to be shocking at all that people would sacrifice part of their lives to give to their dogs or pets or whatever.
I'm also not shocked, but I'm not in that percentage group. Like, it's not me.
That's very clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are selfish as heck.
I would say that.
I'm just kidding. So Valerie and Chandler, would you give up part of your life so that your dog could live a longer one?
Guys, yes. Like, why would I not? I love my little fur baby. I love my fur baby.
I know, but I'm talking about shortening your life.
Yeah, like you took 10 years off your life so that they could live a couple extra years.
10 years is a stretch.
I know.
I would. I'm sorry, but I really, really would. I've seen my dog just, first of all, I got my dog in like one of the roughest times of my life. So she just means the world to me. I've seen her born. She's been with me when my kids were born. So it's like, I love my fur baby a little bit more than my kids. So yeah.
You have kids and you would still give a part of your life so that your dog could live longer.
They would still have my dog.
That's wild.
If I'm not here, they'll all have to bridge together and work things out.
Wow.
I feel like my spirit also will live in my dog. So like, you know, they could... You know, they could go to the dog, hug the dog, and feel better if something were to happen with
them.
You know, like, I would.
I mean, we're all entitled to our feelings, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, guys.
So, here's the question everybody's thinking.
Okay.
How many years would you take off to extend your dog's life?
You know, I mean, we could go with 10. We could go with 10.
You would give 10 years off your life.
Yeah.
To give your dog 10 dog years or real years?
No, real years.
Okay.
Real years. Okay. We're cutting it a little bit too hard if we just go dog years.
Yeah. That's crazy. But I'm glad that you love your dog.
I do.
Love that for you.
Yeah. You know what? You guys are meant to be together. That dog has never had a better owner in its life, and it won't ever.
Oh, no, they won't.
Other dogs should be jealous. They should be jealous. And when your dog unfortunately one day passes away, R.I.P.
Oh, no. Let's not talk like that. Oh no.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Oh, no.
I'm just one day when you have your dog on your mantle.
Oh, because I will. I'm glad
100%.
I know that.
1,000%.
100%.
I was thinking full taxidermy.
I feel that's what I'm saying.
Definitely.
That's what I'm
most
saying.
Definitely.
I'm seeing stuffed animal.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a life for this dog. It's going to be extended for a long time.
And you know what? I'll have her laying down right in her bed like she normally is. So it's all going to work out.
Oh my goodness.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
Cheyenne, this morning I witnessed a miracle.
Ooh, already this morning?
Yes, it was very early because it was my alarm clock. It went off full volume. Remember how I had to adjust it because I just got a brand new phone?
Yes,
because I had to lower it. My phone is so loud now.
Yeah.
It went off full volume, and I got up immediately. My wife, Brooklyn Dana, snored right through it.
That's actually really impressive.
Yeah. Normally, I get like an elbow in the back or something.
Yeah.
Babe, get up!
Get up!
Can I get an amen?
Amen. It sounds like Justin and AJ has an update for us.
This weekend, my wife took our brand new camper out on our first camping trip in the new camper. And
yeah.
It was a success, except the hot water heater wasn't working, and my wife got pissed.
No!
She was in the shower, and it was, and she was yelling at me, turn the body heater on, I'm freezing. And so overall, like, it was a great trip. It was a lot of fun, apart from that, but I'm going to get it fixed. But anyways, regardless, can I get an amen?
Amen!
I love that.
Got to get that hot water fixed, boy.
Well, glad you broke in that camper.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we did.
Nice. 602-894-5653. Every morning at this time, we are celebrating your life.
No matter how big or how small.
So call us up.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Camel Country, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello,
hi.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Who is this?
I think this is Carla.
Carla, where are you calling from?
Phoenix.
Carla, it's time for the secret sound. We do it every morning at this time. And it sounds to me like you are an avid listener of the program.
Absolutely.
Well, we appreciate that so much.
I love it. Cheyenne, tell Carla what she could win.
Carla, if you guess the secret sound, you are going to win 4 tickets to see Morgan Wallen on July 18th at State Farm Stadium. These tickets you're not going to find anywhere else.
Whew.
So,
big prize,
that's
Carla.
Why I'm calling.
All right. She's like, right. I'm aware.
We've had every guest from like forks scratching on ceramic plates to eagles screeching to...
What else? An auger bit drill? Yeah, into a tree.
Yeah. Oh, what about the Mayan?
The Aztec fiddle?
Aztec
it was a
fiddle?
Choice. It was a choice.
I was going to say Mayan violin.
Oh, my Lord.
All right, let's do it. Let's play the secret sound.
Camel Country 107.9.
The secret sound.
Presented by Pro Skill Services.
Here we go. That sound means it's time for the secret sound. What is this sound right here?
Carla in Phoenix, what do you think the secret sound is?
Is it a spile?
A spile?
A spile. 1800s, Native Americans invented it to tap the maple trees.
Oh.
Well, we kind of had like the tap of the tree guess already.
Yeah.
So it's not the spile.
It's not a spile. I'm sorry, Carla. I thought you said spy hole.
No, spile. S-P-I-L-E.
Well, it's not that.
It's not either of those.
I'm sorry. Good try, though. Thank you so much for playing today.
Thank you.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
After I saw Abe's producer, AB Baby's email last night, I think I'm parenting incorrectly.
Okay.
I think I am letting this kid have too much of a good life.
That's what you took from this?
Yeah.
Well, then we are on opposite ends.
I need
one.
To implement this situation. Now, what does your friend do?
I have a friend who makes his teenage son mow the lawn, which in itself is great, with a corded mower. Specifically because he thinks it builds character, or at least more character. I don't know.
Does the act of mowing the lawn, or the act of him having to like plug it and unplug it in a convenient spot like a vacuum?
No, basically, it probably sucks,
yeah.
Right?
It will,
like,
yeah.
The mower sucks.
Having used both styles myself, I definitely would always not want to use a corded mower.
I didn't even know until this moment that corded mowers were a thing.
Oh, for sure they are. And I thought that the chore itself is...
character building.
Teaching something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why make him do it the harder way, especially when he owns both styles?
Wait, what?
He's saving the good one for himself.
He owns
yeah.
two. Okay. That's
wow.
Wild. He's got a closet like in his garage area thing, like a locked door with the other one in there, and the kid doesn't even know it exists.
That's insane.
And I'm like, what? Like, why?
I could see using the corded lawnmower as like punishment, right? Like you did
right.
A, B, or C.
Yeah, yeah.
You're mowing the lawn today with the corded lawnmower. Go. Like I could see that. Okay.
See,
but like
my dad would do something like this because we had a television in the living room, and it was the nice like 28 inch or whatever was big at that time.
Yeah.
Like it was the nice color TV. It was a 28 inch, but we were never allowed to watch it unless he was watching it.
Oh.
Right. And I'm like, wait, what? What is going on? And so we had this janky like 14 inch TV that like went in and out of color. And that's what we got to watch as kids.
No but, remote.
But the nice TV in the living room was for guests and him only.
That seems like a your dad thing.
It was 100% my dad thing. So I could see where he's like saving the good mower for himself to make it easy on himself.
See, and growing up, my dad, even today, my dad is meticulous when it comes to lawn care.
Oh.
We weren't allowed to mow the lawn.
Oh.
My dad, also I grew up on like multiple acres, so we had this massive riding lawn mower.
Oh yeah.
But if the lines were not straight,
oh no.
It was a whole thing.
There's hell to pay.
I remember specifically there were times when my older brother, when he was allowed to cut the lawn, didn't cut them straight, and he had to go recut it.
Oh, dang.
Wow.
I'm not joking you.
That is psycho.
So,
I agree
with you, Abe. I think that the act of mowing the lawn in itself builds character.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The cord is wild.
I don't get it.
602-894-5653. Camel Nation, we want to know how you help build character in your kids. Hey, Chris, in surprise, you heard about what my boy's friend does. He makes his kids mow the lawn with a lawnmower that hasn't existed in so long that it's ridiculous.
Surprised that it even works, to be honest.
Pretty awesome that he makes them do that. What do you do to build character within your kids?
So actually with my kids, when they have a school project, something to do along those lines, I make them go to the library and look up all the information in the books.
Ooh.
I don't really let them use Google or the internet or anything. I feel like they need to know the old school way to do it, you know, as opposed to the convenience, you know, you have to get up and go and put in the work to make sure it gets done.
That builds character right there.
Yeah,
boy.
I love that. Do you at least drive them or do you make them walk to the library?
Yeah.
I make them walk barefoot.
Oh, stop it. Not in the Arizona heat, you don't.
On a leash. Carrying 20 pounds of weights.
Uphill, both ways. In the snow.
I'll tell you what, though. That Dewey Decimal System, that builds character.
It does. It's very helpful. I definitely see how you do that. Do they ever get to use Google? Like, do they get to do it on the back end just to make sure that the information is up to date?
No. I mean, if it's something that, you know, just came out or, you know, an event that, you know, you would kind of think that there's probably not a lot of old school books on that. That's a little different.
Uh-huh.
But,
like history, history reports, though?
History is history.
Yeah, anything history related, you're going to, and you're going to be quiet in the library.
Too. I love that. Yes. Good for you, Chris.
Thank you.
Watch, they're going out and getting candy at the corner store. They're like, yeah, Dad, we're going to the library.
I remember when I went to the library.
Sorry, Chris. They're probably not doing that at all. They're probably going to the library. They're getting craftier and craftier, my friends, every single day, and I hate it.
It's wild. Now, Nico, you had told us, I think it was like a month ago, that the solicitors in your neighborhood were getting crafty because they were sending cute little girls in short skirts around, and they would have got you.
Had my wife not intervened.
Had your wife not intervened, and
I swear,
laughed.
If she would have ring that doorbell, I would have saw on the Ring camera, and I'd been like, who is this delightful young lady at my door? What would she like to take from me?
Yes.
I will give her everything.
And I laughed hysterically because I thought that was funny.
But they got you.
They got me. I kid you not. I was at home the other day. I was upstairs, actually. My windows were open. And I hear, like, not a ruckus, but a couple of, like, male voices talking outside. And it was loud enough to where I was like, who is outside my house?
They're close.
They're so close.
Yes.
So I look out my window and I see two very attractive young guys outside my house. And then I see one of them with a clipboard. And then I watch them branch off. And I was like, oh, they're coming to my house. One of these guys is coming. So I'm like running down the stairs. I'm trying to refix this bun thing I got on my head. Because, you know, like,
you're fixing yourself
up.
I
don't want to look like I just rolled out of bed. So I get to the bottom of the stairs. It's like a sitcom. I get to the bottom of the stairs. I kind of like adjust my shorts. Like, I try to pull them down a little bit. You know, I didn't even think I had like a brawn, you know, like I was in my comfies.
Oh, yeah.
I open the door and it's this handsome mid 20-year-old guy named Skyler, tattoos, a nose piercing. And you guys, tattoos and nose piercings get me every time.
Skyler.
So in my brain, I'm like, lady, keep it together. You're fine, right? He's trying to sell me some like I don't know, version of the Ring camera, right? Some security system.
Yeah.
And so he's like, are you the homeowner? I was like, yes, I am, blah, blah, blah. He's like, do you have a security? I literally have a Ring doorbell on my doorframe, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. I'm like, yeah, it's great. Works real well for me. I actually really like it. You know, he's doing the whole thing. And he goes, are you in the market? And I said, no, but if you want to give me your card, you know, I'll keep it in case.
I'll keep it in mind.
I changed my mind. Yeah. Right. And he goes, yeah, I don't really have one. We've got some tech guys in the area. So they sent us out to, you know, while our vehicle's on the road. And I was like, yeah, it makes total sense. He goes, yeah, we're bribing people. Can you be bribed? And I go, no. Oh. I was like, no, I can't. And at that moment, Easton pops his head around. Because now he's curious because he can hear a guy.
Yeah.
And now him and Skylar are chit-chatting. Oh. Now they're besties.
Okay.
Right? So I shoo Easton away. He's like, ah, momming it today. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, okay. Now I'm flustered. And I had to get him out the door. But Skylar had me. I was very tempted to buy something that day. And I shut the door and I went, ah, dang it.
Dang.
They got me. Just they, like they got, almost they got Nico.
But they didn't sell anything to you.
They tried.
Yeah.
He tried.
I mean, I'm telling you, I would have bought everything this young lady had. I would have bought it all.
I was tempted. And I was really upset because as soon as I was done, I went to go work out. And do you guys remember when we were at Waste Management and Brock, the waiter...
Yes.
You remember when I slung game at Brock like I had never slung game before?
Yes.
I was so upset in that moment because I had so many opportunities to just fire spit some great game, and I missed the opportunity.
Nothing.
It was really upsetting.
Cheyenne was like, where do I sign?
Just take all my money.
Take it all. Well, I'm glad you didn't fall for their tricks.
I did. I sent him on his way.
Take that, you good-looking salespeople, you.
We see you.
We got Jamie in Peoria on the phone. Jamie, good morning.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
I have, I guess, sort of a confession to make.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I started dating this guy like a couple months ago. And I actually recently saw him shower for the first time.
Love that for you.
Where are we going with this, Jamie?
Get there quickly. Isn't family friendly?
Yeah, don't worry. I don't have to bleep anything. No, it's okay. So the way he showered freaked me out at first.
Okay.
The way he showered?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. He stood outside of the shower, reached his hand in, turned on the water, waited for the water to get hot, and then he got in the shower.
Yeah. Oh, that's the weird thing?
That's not... That's,
yes.
Oh.
That's not normal to you.
My entire life, I always just got in the shower, turned it on, and started showering, and it just heated up while I was in there.
That sounds awful.
And I thought that's what everybody did.
Why would you do that?
I guess I'm just used to it.
Why?
Okay, so my dad... He would not let us, quote unquote, waste water by letting it heat up first. So that's just what I was taught.
Oh.
And so when I started dating this guy and I saw him just turn on the shower and let it run, I'm like, who is this man? Like, what kind of money does he have that he's just wasting all this water?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what I thought water cost. I never really thought about it. It just... In my mind, it was expensive because I was told it was expensive.
You're dating a billionaire that can turn on his shower and let it heat up first. That's crazy.
I know.
I feel like your dad robbed you of really good showers. First and foremost. Like, that's
but
a conversation.
Also, I did live in a household where we had a really small hot water heater.
Uh-huh.
And you better believe that if we were in the shower too long, my dad would bug out because he would not have hot water to shower with.
That makes total sense. But like raw dogging your shower is what? Wild to me. That sounds terrible.
That is a ruthless move to get your body trained to that.
Ugh.
Yeah, I just never did it first.
Well, you know what? Did you guys also cleanse your body with looking at the soap and not actually touching your body to it?
No. It wasn't quite that bad. It's not quite.
To be fair, my kid will be in the shower for like 20 plus minutes just drawing on the wall because of the condensation.
Honestly, my 8-year-old is the same way. So
you know, use the water.
I think I've been like, you've been in here for 30 minutes. Get out. The room is literally a steam sauna.
Yeah,
it's wild.
Meanwhile, the water in Phoenix is drying up because my son has made a Mona Lisa portrait.
I did just see an article, though. Supposedly there is some kind of method to the madness with the order you do things in the shower.
Ah.
I actually shower with that mentality in mind. I call it the car wash theory. Yeah.
Okay, so you might actually already be on point.
All right, I want to hear about this and more. 602-894-5653. What is the correct way to shower? Camel Nation. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
If you just heard the story from Jamie, for those that believe she's a weirdo, say I. Hey, you thought she was normal? She gets in the shower and she doesn't turn on the water until she's in the shower.
If you're about to tell me that you do this.
I'm totally kidding. I absolutely start the water before I get in.
Okay.
This is not a movie.
I thought we were going to fight in the studio this morning.
Thank you.
No.
I think we've talked about how we each individually shower and we seem to be pretty normal for the most part.
Yeah, you turn it on, let the water heat up, and then you get in.
Cheyenne, you have a theory on this.
It's not really a theory. It's more like a method. It's what I like to call the car wash method. So growing up, I was a cheerleader, which meant we had fundraisers, right? And our very first one that my dad, the only one my dad went to, is we were washing it incorrectly. Basically, what we were doing is we were washing the bottom and then spraying it off and then washing the top. And my dad was like, you can't do that.
Start from the top.
Because
down.
Then you wash dirty water down the clean truck. Start at the top and you rinse it down once the whole truck has been cleaned. And that's how I shower. I shower with that same thought in mind. So I start with my hair and I wash all of my hair and then with the shampoo, and then I put the conditioner in, and then I wash my body. The only thing that I do that's a little odd is that I rinse out my conditioner after I've washed my body down to my toes.
Yeah.
Because my hair's already been washed. So I just make sure that the conditioner residue is off my back and everything else.
Got it.
So I But I do.
That's
I wash.
Making sense.
I literally wash from the top to the bottom and I rinse off that way.
Yeah.
So that I'm not rinsing dirty soap and things down my already clean and washed body.
Yeah. No. So, I like the car wash method.
I think it works really well.
You are spot on according to what dermatologists recommend.
Stop it. Whoa. I'm never spot on with anything. Yeah.
So they recommend that you start with your hair, of course. Not only because it gives more time for it to do its thing, but also because a lot of shampoos and conditioners are not meant for your body, so they can actually, the film that it leaves behind can clog your pores. So if you're acne prone, your back, whatever, so you start with your hair, then you move on to body washes and soaps for your body, which would obviously clean up that situation. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you are, not everybody shaves in the shower, but shaving would be third.
Yes.
Because by that time, the hot water opens up, the pores. It's easier to shave, blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
Yeah, so you're actually kind of spot on.
I don't get spot on with a lot of things, so that makes me feel really good.
The only thing that number four, I'm kind of whatever about, they say don't take longer than 5 to 10 minutes.
Oh.
Which, on a normal work day.
Yeah, a weekday shower is 5 to 10.
The weekend, if I'm chilling or I got a headache or something and I'm trying to get rid of it, I'll take as long as a shower as I want.
Yeah,
my morning shower is less than 3 minutes.
Weekday
during the week. I am quick. In and out. It's really just to wake me up and wash the sleep off my body.
On the weekend, I'm I'm getting a Mai Tai.
Yeah,
I'm rolling out the beach chair. I'm relaxing.
How big is your shower? I'm suddenly very jealous.
I'm just saying that I take my sweet time on the weekends for sure.
Yeah, the weekends are usually when I do all the things.
That's where the water meter's going. Help!
you doing shower beers? You got one of those? You got one of those beer holsters?
Oh, he's got a cup holder for
shower
sure.
Beers? No.
He's like, I haven't done a shower
I've
beer.
I've never done that ever. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for letting.
What? You've never done a shower beer?
Of course I've. No.
I was very concerned.
I was being very sarcastic.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Well, at least I'm very grateful to know that I'm semi-normal.
That's good.
I'm still the guy who's. Is adamant about brushing your teeth in the shower, and I know a lot of people think that's super gross, but that's my move.
Way. I mean, I can't understand the gross part. How is it gross? I can understand if you just don't like it, but it's not gross.
I think people think there's bacteria and it gets on your toothbrush, and you have shower related dirtiness rather than outside of the shower. You don't have that dirtiness on your toothbrush.
I think there's ways around it.
Which I just give a little soaking, and we're good.
Yeah, meanwhile, people are eating snacks in the shower, but brushing your teeth, that's gross.
Yeah,
I don't do any of those things.
Yeah.
No.
You probably got sludge in your shower door.
Sludge.
It's very disrespectful. Camel Nation, 6 p.m. today. Where you gotta be?
Lone Butte.
Lone Butte. If you want your camel koozies for Sam Hunt, July 9th at the showroom at Wild Horse Pass, 6 p.m. Lone Butte today. I got you.
You gotta be there. The koozies are your ticket to get in. Like the ticket is the koozie is the ticket, and it's a souvenir.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool.
It is, and you can use it while you're there with your beer.
Yeah, it's functional.
Yes.
Dual purpose.
We created this show with you in mind.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We know you like to drink from koozies because it's hot out here. Yes. And if you don't have your burt in a koozie, what are we doing here?
And who likes cold fingers? Yeah. I really dislike cold fingers.
And also, who likes warm beer?
Ooh. Nobody.
Okay, so get yourself a koozie for you and the entire family, even the little ones. No, little ones are not invited.
This is a 21 and over show. Sorry.
Get your koozie today, 6 p.m., Lone Butte. I will be there with plenty of koozies for everybody. So I want to see your beautiful faces. And listen out today for another clue for the secret sound.
Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron will have that for you guys at 5 o'clock. So make sure you grab that. And if you haven't gotten the rest of the clues, which you're going to need, because it's a hard sound, you can go to our website, camel1079.com.
This is the sound. We'll get another guest tomorrow morning.
It's hard.
All right. 7:30 a.m., your chance to guess the secret sound. It's time to say adios, amigos.
We love you so much. Bye.
Have a great day. Later.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.